Hey, hey, this is director, producer Alan Wills, and I am on Positive Power 21 with Jerry Royce Live. And when I'm online, I listen to Jerry Royce Live at www.spreaker.com/positivepower21.org. Y'all heard? Hey, hey, this is director, producer Alan Wills, and I am on Positive Power 21 with Jerry Royce Live. And when I'm online, I listen to Jerry Royce Live at www.spreaker.com/positivepower21.org. Y'all heard?
Truth, but they blind to the proof, and the lies of crazy things that's destroying the youth. Believe in the power that you have inside. You can break my things, but you can't break my pride. I'd rather find the light than sitting dying inside. I'd rather fight the war, I never run and hide. Used to think that life ain't have a lesson. Sitting alone, I never thought they count my blessings. Stressing, now I hold the word in my possession. Just another way for me to deal with my depression. See, people get caught up in the world of pain. All they do is lose none of the things to gain. No regrets for the life that's living in shame. Gotta change yourself before you put in the sight of his aim.
I'm praying, you don't ever call you. listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? It's me, Jerry Royce Live Worldwide. Thank you for joining us and welcome to Positive Power 21.org. Can you feel the power? Can you feel the power 21? I am Jerry Royce Live. I am blessed. I am worldwide. Philippians 4:6 reads, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. All right. And you're listening to episode 377 tonight. We didn't get my guest that was supposed to come on today, but we're going to play one of his songs. So when we get him back on, you guys know who he is, and that is Dare David. That's right, we're going to have him on. But tonight, we have one of our podcasters coming out of St. Louis, Missouri, Kimmy Kim from Elations Magazine and Elations Radio on Positive Power 21.org. That's right, you heard me. She with us now, and she will be coming to us, I believe, 4 to 5 days a week really, really soon. So we're looking forward to that. She's going to be bringing a lot of inspiration to the program, a lot of ministers, a lot of powerful devotional speakers. I mean, these guys are from all over the country. I'm talking about Chicago, D.C., West Coast, East Coast. That's right. Ms. Kimmy, she has the connections, and we appreciate her. We love her, and we're glad she's with us. That's right. Positive Power 21.org means a whole lot. And what it means is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's right. And again, I'm sorry we didn't get Dare David tonight. My man is busy. He's preparing for a whole lot. I mean, he's a music artist. He's based out there in Texas, but he studied music in Nigeria. And he specializes in all sorts of media technology. And we're looking forward to having him on here and talk about his musical abilities and how you guys can cop his music. All right. But before we bring Kimmy Kim on here, we're gonna have a chance to hear Dare David, one of his songs, okay? So hold tight, everybody, while we cue it up. All right, here we go. All right, Dare David.
For real records.
For my joy is the peace within my heart. He's the one that lifts me high. I will praise Him forever. Heaven lifts in my heart. Everybody praise my Papa. Somebody lift the over. Help me praise and praise my Father. Heaven lifts in my heart. Everybody praise my Papa. Somebody praise the over. Lift in my heart. He don't do me well, no.
Texas, my man from Nigeria. All right, you guys ready for Kimmy Kim? Y'all ready? Tell me now. Y'all ready for Kimmy Kim? Y'all ready to bring her out? The spiritual one. What's up, Kimmy Kim? Welcome to Jerry Woods Live Worldwide. What's up?
What's up? How you doing?
We awesome. We appreciate you filling in, you know, last minute and everything. But, you know, it's a good chance, good time for you to promote your show. And we want to have
you.
A shout out to Tea Time. You know, we hope Tea is doing a lot
that's
better.
That's my girl.
Yeah, that's your girl.
That's right. That's my Tea out of L.A., right. Hollywood.
Yeah, we miss her. We're really looking forward to having her on here. And it's funny because I lost her for tonight's show. And
oh,
then, you know,
that's my girl right there.
Yeah, we didn't get
I love her.
But we good to go because we got Kimmy Kim. We have a lot to talk about. We got a lot of music to play. So we're going to have a good time.
Yes, we are.
All right.
We're going to have fun. And Tina will be back next week. Same time, same station. And thank you so much for having me on. And I feel so honored. And you are amazing. You are the big networker.
And you are too. You're making things happen here. That's right. You put some serious talent to Positive Power. So we have to give you a lot of credit.
Now that's the Holy Spirit. I'm not taking anything. I'm not doing any credit. I'm not doing anything. I'm just a servant. All I know is I love being around good people, and I love being around people who is on fire for the Lord. And, you know, God's just been moving, and it's been a great, great time. And Elation is moving. And I'm honored to be on Positive Power 21 with Jerry Morris Worldwide. You know, he is amazing. He's now my mentor. He doesn't know that yet, but yeah, Jerry is amazing. You are amazing. Oh, I'm talking about you.
I learned from everybody. I mean, everybody brings something so special to this network. And then we talk about it all the time, how the internet is just going to take over. You know, I know I'm not the pioneer of this thing, because I've seen this guy have a show out there, a network out there called Survival Radio that was simply awesome. There's a couple other cat up in Cleveland. I think it's called That's All Positive. So you have some people really doing some things. Yeah, you're doing some, you know, these cats are making it happen. They all launch quite a bit of podcasts off of Blog Talk Radio. But I think we might be the only ones. I think it's a couple cats running Spreaker Radio too, but not like how we're doing it. You know, this is a big,
big platform.
Yeah, love this platform.
Wait till within 5 years. Oh, Jerry, you got to stay humble now. I'm just kidding. I know you will. I see so much vision coming your way within 5 years or before. I mean, you have an eye, you have a vision, and, you know, it's all good. It's all about, you know, serving each other, prospective, you know, talents. And one thing I love about you is the fact that you're open. You know, when you're open, anything can happen. And it's like amazing how right now you're just, you know, allowing people to bring their talent from different facets. You know, it's really cool.
I love it.
And I feel so honored to be part.
We so happy to have you too. I'm gonna tell you, Kimmy. People always talk about, you know, when you pray to God, you need to be careful how you pray, because, you know, you want to get exactly what you ask for. And I'm gonna tell you, I remember, you know, I think I told you I was in a program with the federal government, and I was like, you know, don't really have too many people to really talk to, because I was in the program. And, you know, and after a while, people, they're excited for you, but then after a while, it's like, hey, you know, can you just, you know, we had enough, you know, we happy for you. So, you know, you kind of get that feeling. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's just best for me just have lunch by myself and just go Facebook, you know, do some social media, meet some new people, and do what I got to do. You know, hold on, Tim, Kim, I think I better mute this call. I saw some people jumping in here, but let me unmute you. All right. So anyway, I prayed to God because, you know, my wife, she's busy. She, you know, and the kids, you know, we all at dinner sometime, and I tell them, like, guess who's going to be on the show or blah, blah, blah. You know, after a while, they get tired of it. They want to say, well, Dad, when we want to work for you, and they just want to see some money. That's all they want to see. So I said, well, I'm just going to, you know, keep it to myself. But then it's like it started getting kind of boring, you know. Of course, you know, I get a lot of help from the family as far as, you know, the technical side. And, you know, my sister's our business manager, and Brandon,
amen,
he handles the technical side. And my children help me with commercials and creativity. So, you know, I got them involved. And then I'm thinking, I said, man, I need somebody to talk to podcasting about. You know, I want to move forward. You know, you're researching, you want to share stuff. So I prayed to God. Yeah, I prayed to God. I said, God, please, Lord. I said, I need a podcasting buddy, you know, somebody. Because I did find a guy. I know a guy who's in podcasting, but his thing wasn't really moving nowhere, not really moving forward. So it's like it wasn't really fun talking to him because I was seeing quite a bit of growth. And then I prayed, and then I think through, and it's funny, guys, I think one of the publishers who's always sending me people sent me this couple. They were musicians.
Wow.
And it was funny, they you know, they said, you know, we talked, and I had them on the show, and then later on I found out they own a publishing company. And
isn't
I didn't know it. Yeah, and I didn't really know too much about what else was going on. Then later on they told me they had a radio station. I said, y'all got a radio station? And they said, yeah. I said, well, you know, that's going to work because I'm streaming a guy from Florida right now, and I would love to have a mixture, you know, because I told him I was going to just stream him on Sunday. So they told me they play jazz and gospel music, you know, real tasteful jazz,
yes,
music, which I think
I
all
that.
Jazz music is very tasteful.
I
oh,
really do.
Music.
I love that.
Awesome.
Oh, the strings, the
trombones,
and oh my goodness, the wind. Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was feeling good about that. I said, yeah, I could play that on Saturday. And they call it Jaspel, and that's Jam Vibes Radio with Linton Smith and his beautiful wife, Louise. They're the owners. And they were looking to try to break into talk radio, and they had a station called LNL. Vibes Radio, but he was having problems trying to put that together. So I said, let's form an alliance then. You know, I have plenty of talk shows. It was just me. You know, I have, you know, a lot of talk shows. You can carry my show. He said, cool. So then he told me he had someone he wanted to groom, and he said what happened was they were coming to town to meet one of their authors in Greenbelt, Maryland. And guess who it was?
Oh.
It was Rhonda.
Who? Rhonda?
Minister,
what?
Minister Rhonda Bello, right. Her and her
I
husband,
love her.
Pastor Dello, Deli.
Wow.
Pastor, I call him Deli. Pastor Deli. They were going to have a meeting. Some kind of consultation thing was going on. And I said, okay. This was Mother's Day. I said, okay, I'll tell you what. I got to go see my mom anyway. I got to cross the Bay Bridge. I'll sweep through, you know, Greenbelt. You know, 295, get it off, and then I can hit 15, go visit my mom. So I stopped off at their church to visit. I had a hard time finding it, too, because I didn't know it was situated inside of an apartment building, a huge apartment building. So I got a chance to meet them, had them on camera, and they were so nice, so kind. Everybody was just so humble. And I said, wow, that was fantastic. So when I was about to get in the car, Mr. Linton said, hey, Jerry, he said, we really love the way you do your show. It would be honored if you can work with one of our artists, you know, one of our talk show people. I think she would learn a lot from me. I said, oh, yeah, I would love that. So she really was one of the first people that I started working with. That was Shirley Ann. So she called me while I was crossing the Bay Bridge because it was a major accident. And we was parked for 4 hours, and her and I just talked and talked. Got a chance to get to know her, and the next thing I know, you know, I started, you know, talking with Rhonda and them, putting some things together, and Linton and I became really good friends. He, you know, was really interested in building his radio station to pretty much what we had, but I told him I was just mostly a podcast. I was really truly amazed with the platform he was running with Live 365. Because
wow.
I was starting to understand exactly what that was. I mean, anybody interested in becoming a radio station, they have a format. Well, it's all contractual. They're really serious too. You sign contracts, and you have an opportunity to actually play your own playlist 24 hours a day. But
wow.
I think it is pretty expensive. Yeah, anybody could do it. You know, you could do it. And I think there's some kind of way you can, you know, plug in and do live shows Where you're talking, they got commercials for you. You can pull your own commercials. So it was a very interesting platform, and he runs Jam Vibes Radio off of it, you know, from his website. So just wanted to put that out there to everybody. So again, shout out to Mr. Linton Smith, and they actually about to celebrate their 1 year anniversary.
Wow, 1 year? That's it?
1 year. Big party, the 31st. Yeah, so you hear his music coming through and the professional commercials that they have.
How come you didn't invite me? I would have came. You know, I love D.C., Baltimore area. That's one of my favorite
cities. No,
it's
not here. No, it's not going to be here. They're actually from South Carolina. They in
Columbia.
South
Carolina.
Yeah, they're going. I'm not even going to be. I just sent them a video. And so, you know, that's the deal with us. So, you know. That's
wow.
My story. That's my story.
That's a beautiful story. You got what you asked for.
Yeah, so I got a real good friend. You know, we gave ourselves superhero names because, you know, when you plug in a way like this, you know, you're really doing your thing, you know. So, and then next, and you know, speaking of the publicists, we work with a lot of publicists. They always sending people our way. And, of course, shout out to Dawu, because Dawu pretty much introduced us to you. You know, and I didn't,
yes, he
you
did.
Know, I think you was. Now, you weren't on the show to plug a book. You were on the show to plug your magazine. So tell us a little bit about your magazine.
My magazine, wow, that is my baby. It is called Elation Magazine. We are in the crawling stages, and it's all basically about uplifting souls worldwide. We believe in writing spiritual sermons and messages in the form of a magazine, because everybody doesn't go to church, you know. Unfortunately, you have a lot of Pharisees and those who point their fingers at people who don't look like them. So what happens? You have the lost, the less, and the last. They tend to not come to church. So our platform was basically helping them to understand that we all fall short, even church folks. You know, the difference is we get on our knees and we repent. So we believe in uplifting souls worldwide, and we want to revive those who knows God. We want to stay fired up for Him, because this life is long and hard, and, you know, sometimes you may not understand. And when you have a revival together, it's easy to do that. And so that is why we believe in revival. And when you're new to the family, we believe in, you know, you have to get to some spiritual food. So our main goal is to, you know, allow someone to read articles and inspire them to attend a church, because when you go to church, the worship building, it's nothing like, you know, worshiping within, you know, brothers and sisters who believe the same things that you do. And mm-hmm. You guys can minister together, you know, praise God together. And we believe in bringing the lost, because we all were lost, you know. Don't mm-hmm. One thing I don't understand, like when people get saved and sanctified after like over 10 years, sometimes they tend to forget where they come from. And there are so many people that don't just lend hands to those who are lost. And that's why we're losing right. So many young people. And elation is just, you know, it means joy. We just have so much joy from God. And we just want to do that in, you know, in writings and creating, like, vessels and creating, like, a platform where people like me can, you know, just show people that we are still ordinary people. We're just on fire for the Lord, and He's just amazing, you know?
Amen.
That's what elation is about, uplifting souls worldwide.
Yeah, that's right. And everybody hearing you in all 20-plus countries, and our goal with Elation Magazine to hit 150 countries global. Because we're globalizing everybody, getting God's message out there. And the funny thing about, Kimmy, before you came on board, when I was podcasting, you know, my format was a little different than what it is now. You know, we were basically entertaining a lot of fictional authors, R&B artists, and we were getting quite a few gospel artists were starting to come our way through our gospel music, because they have actually have a music empire that they're building. It's kind of set up like a, not like a real label, but what they do, they represent artists by introducing them to independent media. And that's what they do. They send your press kit out, and so you'll be able to get the exposure that you need. And
yes.
So after playing that, gospel music, and then having people like Angel Sessions on. You know, she's talking, you know, how good the Lord has been to her with her record sales, her turn Amazon up, then meeting you, then meeting T, then Michelle, and then having awesome artists on like Kimberly, which, you know, we heard her, and Miss Linton.
Yes.
And
yeah,
the music started to, you know, take over your spirit, wake it up.
Oh my goodness, when you talk about God, you can't help but lift up your spirit, because He is so amazing. He is so amazing. When you've gone through so much, when you've gone through so many storms and turmoil in your life, and you know who brought you over, you can't help but to give Him glory. You know, God is so good. He is an amazing Father. He doesn't let go. He doesn't let you quit. He is there.
Mm-hmm.
And
our
main purpose is to let people know, when you give your life over to God, you don't have to worry about your life. God got you. You just have to trust
Him. That's right. All right. So we got a song to play. Another Kimberly song. I Want to Be Yours. As soon as that finished, you're gonna lay a prayer down for everybody who's listening right now.
Yes. And then I'll come back and talk with Jerry Royce, who's worldwide. Positive Power 21.
Right. Hey, that's right. And remember, y'all, you can catch Kimberly. Kimberly's is right now. Kimmy is on Tuesdays. But we do pre-recorded program, but she is in rotation. And I admit, you know, I haven't been that great about putting out a schedule out there on Facebook or on our homepage. But I guarantee you, when you tune in to us live, when you come out to PositivePower21.org, you will get music from Jam Vibes Radio for about 5 hours. And then we'll hit you up with some talk shows. You're getting Beverly Fells Jones. You're getting Curry Hines, the Hair Morning Radio Show. And you're going to get some of Tina Hobson. That's right, I Am Superwoman. Some of her show, which she pre-records on Fridays on Blog Talk. And she's live. You can check her out. And that's Tina Hobson. And her shows are so awesome. This woman is something else. And just keep in mind, y'all, everything is on demand. Right here on PositivePower21.org, you can catch Kimmy Kim, you can catch T. Spence, you can catch Michelle Edmonds, and Rhonda, Minister Rhonda Bello, and her husband, Pastor Bello, and Pastor Durham, and Emmanuel, and Bible study from Pastor Virginia Singleton. So we got a host of people coming at us. We got Calvin Logan, who's doing interviews on TV. We record his show. So come on out to PositivePower21.org on demand. And enjoy yourself with a lot of variety and clean talk, clean music, clean radio. All right? Here we go. Another big hit from Kimberly. And then we're going to get a nice prayer. And then we're going to hear something from Angel Sessions. All right, y'all? Sound good? Sound good, Kimmy Kim? She must put us on mute. All right, here we go. Played that song already. Let me come back. I'm gonna remix that piece. Here we go. I'm Praying For You is the song I wanted. All right, hold tight, Kimmy Kim.
Don't know me, so why you hate it?
Kim. I forgot what song I played. Did I play that song already?
Hello, hello.
Yeah. What song did I? Which one did I play? I played that one already, didn't I?
Then you, yeah, I was to play Al Cam.
Okay, I played the wrong song again. All right,
let it's
me
okay.
Come back
it's
again.
Okay.
So I'm gonna play. I'm gonna be yours then. I'm a.
One thing I like about blog radio is fun.
You can do it your
own. Yeah.
That's right. I'm going to mix it anyway. I'm going to edit it. All right, here we go. I think I need to play I Want to Be Yours. Here we go. I'm going to mix it in anyway. All right.
Mix it in.
We just pretend I played it. All right. We ready for Kimmy Kim prayer. You ready, Kimmy Kim?
I'm ready,
Tell you what. Let me do this real quick, and then I'm going to come back and say, you ready, Kimmy Kim. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
You are listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
All right, y'all. We was listening to Kimberly. Kimberly, you got to love it. All right, right now we're about to get our prayer on, and then we're going to hear a song from Angel Sessions, and our prayer is from Kimmy Kim. Come on, Kimmy, do your thing.
Father God, thank you so much for your grace and mercy. Thank you for another good, positive day. Thank you for just giving us the opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father God, thank you so much for just being gracious and forgiving. Father God, we thank you for the word that sustains us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that contains us. Father God, we thank you for just giving us time after time another chance to get it right with you. Father God, you don't forget about us. You forgive us. You don't leave us hanging. You hold on to our hands, Father God. You said if we called upon your name, you would show up and show out. And Father God, I just want to thank you so much for showing out and the people that love you, Father God. Please touch those that don't know you. Please touch those who are hurting, Father God. We pray for our family. We pray for the children of the world. We pray for the murderers and the cities that are under a lot of hatred. But we know you are still in control because my God is able. He is able to exceedingly above all to do what he said he would do. He is so gracious. Father God, touch us. It's all about you, not about us. We want to worship you in spirit and in truth. We want to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We love your son, Jesus Christ, for giving us the purpose of life. Without him, we would not be here. We thank him for just giving us the understanding of what this life is all about. It's all about serving one another, worshiping each other, washing our feet together. It's all about crying together. It's about loving each other unconditionally, Father God. We just thank you. You've just been so good to us, Father. We just thank you so much. And I make this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. We love you, girl. Yeah, appreciate
good.
That.
God is so good.
Amen. God is good. All right. Now we're going to hear another beautiful selection.
I love you.
From my good friend, Angel Sessions, from out California, the Bay Area. She's our number one hit maker, chart maker on Amazon.com. Here we go. Don't Let Go.
Oh, no. Yeah. Cannabis21.org with Jerry Royce.
It's a joy that fills my heart. It's a peace within my soul. You're the only one to lift me high and never let me down. You're the hope that makes me smile. You're the word I love to call.
Worldwide podcast.
All right, y'all. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We're about to close this show out, but lucky us, our guest has arrived. We're going to get him to come on and say hello. Let us know where you can find him, how you can buy his album. We will have him back on the show. We'll find out, you know, we'll be able to book him back again. All right, Kimmy Kim, we're going to say hello to my man, Dare David. He's on the line with us right now. Hey, Dare David, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you, sir?
Awesome, man. Awesome. I have a co-host tonight. Her name is Kimmy Kim. She filled in for you. I'm not sure what happened, but it's okay, bro. We can get you back, man. Okay? We played two of your songs.
Wow, nice.
Had Do Me Well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we love that song. That was her favorite. That was her super favorite right there. Tell us a little bit about this song, man, and where people can find you, and how can they buy it.
Okay, I have my website, www.darrydavidmusic.com. I mean, I have my songs there, and I have my songs on iTunes, on CD Baby, on Google Play. You can get my songs there. And then I travel. I travel everywhere. I go with my CDs also. They can get an art copy when I come to their city. But they can get it online, awesome. iTunes and everywhere, yeah.
Awesome. So you call yourself Dare David? Is that your stage name?
Yeah, awesome. It's Dare David, yeah.
Dare David, all right. So, Kimmy, you back, Kimmy? Because I know Kimmy is in a hair salon right now, but she was able to help do the show. You back yet? She might be under the sink right now.
She must be
under the sink right now. But we appreciate you coming, man. Where can people find you? Are you on tour?
No, I'm back. I'm back. I'm here. I'm here. I'm sorry.
say hi, I guess, Dare David.
Yeah. Hi, Dare David. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, my brother. I love that song. I feel the rhythm. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. What inspired you to write such a beautiful song like that? How do you get that inspiration to do that?
It's majorly from God, and then my musical influence around me, African music, contemporary music, everything fused together. Yeah, the fusion.
Wow.
How do you write your song? Do you have a specific place you go to, you know, make that ingredient so that it will inspire people? How do you do it? How do you begin that process?
Because I'm a producer, I produce a lot of people too. So I'm always in the studio. I hear music. I listen to a lot of other artists. So I draw inspiration from that. And sometimes a preacher can be on the stage, like my pastor can be preaching, and then a word will just drop in my heart. And I just pick my pen, I just put it down, and then I write a song from there.
Wow.
That is so beautiful.
That is, that is. So which one is your chart smasher that's on your album right now?
Which one is my what?
Your chart, the one that's smashing the charts.
Oh, okay.
Which one is?
Most people like the first, the one you talked about, the Do Me Well, because it's like my hit song. It's been on for a few years because I released it in 2011, but it's still it's still going hard. But I have other songs now. I just finished my live recording last year in Houston. I have songs on YouTube from that album too. It's on iTunes also. So I have a lot of songs. I have about 3 albums in the market right now.
Wow. Wow. Well, I guess that's a blessing when you can produce your own material.
Yes, sir.
Well, so where are you right now? So where are you right now, David?
I'm in Dallas. I'm based in Dallas right now. If I'm not traveling, I'm at home in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. And you were born in Nigeria, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm from Nigeria, from Africa.
Yeah, man. Now, I was on your website, and it looks like you're going to be on tour, man. So where can people find you in the next couple of months?
Okay. I just came back from the UK. I was in London. So I have, in the next couple of months, I have Atlanta coming up. I have Chicago coming up. I have Seattle coming up. I have Nigeria coming up. I have Thailand coming up. I have Malaysia coming up, and a whole lot of other places coming up. I have New York coming up.
Wow. I was talking to your minister, and I thought she told me that you have an event coming up that's going to be in Maryland at somewhere out there in the University of Maryland at the Marriott. Is that supposed to take place real soon?
Mm-hmm, yeah, but that's going to be in January next year.
January.
Yeah,
we will be there, man. We will be there, man.
Wow.
That
would
be, that sounds
awesome. Awesome.
That's
awesome,
supposed to be huge. I mean, what she was telling me, that's supposed to be pretty huge for this area.
Yeah, yeah. I will be more frequent in Maryland these days. I'll come around more.
Okay, good. So we have an opportunity to check you out. All right,
thank
man.
You.
So we're gonna have you back, man. We're gonna make sure that we get your number and everything so we can set you up for next week. We're gonna have our people look at our books and get you on so we can have a full scale show and everybody have an opportunity to listen to more of your music. And because I'm gonna need to get some MP3 files for you. But right now I'm streaming your music, and luckily the internet was good to us tonight. Because sometimes it doesn't want to cooperate all the time. But luckily, you know, that's what it is, man. Podcasting, man. You got to love it. I tell people all the time, man. I said, podcasting is not a job. It's a religion. You're at the mercy of the internet. All right. But before we go, man, is any final thoughts you'd like to give people, man? Give them some information where they can find you. And enjoy your music just like we did tonight.
Wow, thank you very much. I'm on Facebook. It's Dare David. Many people call it Dare David because it's the same spelling with Dare. But it's a Nigerian name. It's Dare, and then the last name is David. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram, Dare David 001. I'm on all the social medias, Twitter, everywhere. And I just want to encourage everybody out there listening to me. I mean, people going through one thing or the other. We always have people struggling with things or the other. I just want to encourage that Jesus loves you. Don't give up. Keep your head up. God is going to do it. He's going to make a way out of nowhere. And you're going to have a testimony real soon in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Any final thoughts for tonight's show, Kimmy Kim?
I just want to thank you for coming on the show with Jerry Royce Worldwide, and I want to personally thank you, Jerry, for giving me the opportunity to have a platform on your network, and it's been a very beautiful time. And I love your music. I would love to one day have you on the show that I have with Jerry Warris, if you don't mind, Jerry. I'm sorry. He's amazing. So,
he is.
And I just love you, Jerry. You're the
bomb.
Thank
you, ma'am.
And
thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, we set that up because she's going to be working, five days a week, sir, right? Is that your goal to work 5 days a week?
That is my goal. We got some work to do. We got some souls to that will allow to come to God, and it begins with us. You know, we got to minister to people because God told us we can't keep it to ourselves. We got to go spread your gift. Your gift is singing. Jerry's gift is definitely he got so many, but you must spread your gift. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And the advantage of Daria being a podcaster that you can work as much as you want. I used to do 8 shows a week, and that was Monday through Thursday, 2 a night. And you know, just trying to give everybody an opportunity, man, to share their talent, like she said. And some early on, you know, I was sharing a little bit too much of people, but you know, people learn from other people's mistakes, and that's what God put us here for, to learn from one another. That's how you learn to love Him from someone else, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's how we work. That's how we work this thing. So, man, if you don't mind, we're going to play one more of your songs, and we're going to close the show out. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So everybody, again, that's Dari David.
Yes,
am I pronouncing that right? Dari David? Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, man. So we're going to get you back. So everybody, hold tight. Just keep in mind, y'all, we at PositivePower21.org. I know you people probably find these streams all over the internet because you can get it at YouTube. You can get it anywhere, especially at Spreaker.com. Spreaker Radio at Spreaker.com/PositivePower21. That's where you can find Kimmy Kim. That's where you can find Dari David. That's where you can find a host of all of my podcasts and some powerful speakers like Pastor Bamadeli Bello. That's right, the prayer warrior. You can catch him if you want to. You really need some spirituality. He prays for 1 hour every day. Go out to his landing page right on PositivePower21.org, and you can get the dial-in number because he goes live at 9 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio and Positive Power every day, Monday through Friday. Believe it or not, he prays 1 hour every day, and that's not his only prayer. That's for you. That is for you. All right. Let's hit it. Hold tight, everybody. Here we go.
You know that, Jimmy.
so awesome. So awesome. Can't wait to get that brother on the show. All right, everybody. I appreciate everybody. Take care, everybody. This is Jerry Voice Live. I'm worldwide. Thank you for tuning in to Jerry Voice Live on PositivePower21.org and Spreaker.com/PositivePower21. This is a Voice Enterprises production. And don't forget about replay on Facebook.com/Jerry Voice Live. All right, that's a wrap.